Firstly, we want to condemn violence in its all forms, and we want to state that the death of the two is regrettable. But we also want to state that the Electoral Commission of Zambia in elections is a referee and shouldn't be seen to be playing on the other side of the team to create a 12th man in the team. But this is exactly what they are doing. They are playing as a 12th man in the team on the side of PF, and they are working in cahoots with PF.
Why are you saying that the ECZ is working in, you know, hand in hand with the government, or so to speak, the ruling party? Why? Why do you say that?
Because every action they have taken against us has firstly been instigated by the Patriotic Front. This was a call by the Patriotic Front that we should be banned in Kanyama, and the ECZ has gone ahead to ban us in Kanyama. The very ECZ had stated before that they are going to carry out an investigation, which we wondered how the ECZ can carry out an investigation in a murder case. Investigations in murder cases are vested in the hands of the police, and this incident is still under investigations, and the police have not yet concluded with their investigations to conclusively say that the two murdered people were murdered by UPND supporters. Secondly, the two who were killed are PF supporters, when in fact not. Actually, one of them is our own member, who was even a chairperson.
Some people are expressing concern that it appears that the UPND has been engaging in acts of violence, and in some instances, they argue, the UPND cadres or supporters have been unleashing violence or beating up supporters of the ruling party. How do you respond to such criticism?
It is not possible that we can instigate violence when we are looking for votes among the people. Now, the PF cadres have a tendency of going into our camps and creating havoc there. And particularly what happened in Kanyama is that the PF cadres went and broke into our camp, and our people were not there, and it is the Kanyama residents that descended upon them. And after defeating them, they went back and reinforced and came back with six buses, busloads of cadres, and had a serious violent fight there, which resulted in the death of two people, one a PF cadre and another a UPND cadre. Therefore, it is important that we all give the police an opportunity to investigate and find out exactly what happened and who committed what. Therefore, this decision by the ECZ is not only premature, but it is clearly a premeditated decision designed to disadvantage us in this election. But suffice it to say that we are going to win these elections convincingly, and even Kanyama constituency itself is in our bag. We are going to win it convincingly. Even the action they have taken is too little too late, but we want to assure the residents of Kanyama that we will continue to engage them in a peaceful manner, as we have always done, and that we want to call upon the residents to desist from mob justice whenever they are provoked by the PF cadres, which is the norm.